your voice in the morning.
26 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. Online, we do have from the Department of Social Development, the head of communication, Esther Lewis, who will be joining us to comment on the matter, and that is with regards to 17 children being removed from the Al Noor orphanage over abuse allegations. Esther, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Sabra.
Now, of course, what prompted the department to investigate the Al Noor orphanage? We understand this is not the first time that the orphanage has been investigated.
Yes, so we received complaints, and the complaints were quite serious. A team of social workers from our department actually went in there, and they did the necessary investigations. And the findings of the preliminary investigations were quite serious, and that is why we had to remove the children immediately.
Are you able to share with us the details of those findings?
Unfortunately, we can't at this stage. It's a very sensitive matter, so we can't actually go into the merits of this case because it is under investigation and has been handed over to the police.
Of course, since then, we understand that the children have been removed from the orphanage?
Yes. So what happened? The children were taken to a place of safety. They were given trauma counseling and debriefing. And from there, they'll be placed in other homes.
Mm. Now, will the Al Noor orphanage be closed indefinitely, or is it closing down?
Look, I can't comment on that as such, but we are looking, pending the outcome, the final outcome of the investigations, we're looking at revoking their license, and without, for any child and youth care center, without not the license, the registration. If they're not registered by the department, they are not allowed to operate. If they carry on, they'll be doing so illegally.
Now, the news department has heard that, the complaints were serious ones, and allegedly it was physical and sexual abuse that was perpetrated at the facilities, is correct?
Those are the allegations.
All right. And of course, in terms of, you mentioned this will be handed over to SAPS, what sort of investigation will then take place and how will those perpetrators be dealt with?
So when it comes to abuse, those are actually, it's a crime. So the department's priority is to ensure the safety of the children, and we do our investigations. But the criminal side of it, if they are, that has to be tested in court. And the police will be running that part of the investigation.
Mm. Now, in terms of the public lodging complaints, if they sort of get a feeling that something untoward is taking place, that whether it's orphanages, daycares, places of safety that children, would be at, how do they go about lodging those complaints?
They can go to the nearest local social development office. They can either physically go there or phone them, speak to a social worker. And the case will then be reported and action taken after that. What people should know is there are certain professionals that are obliged, the Children's Act actually obliges them to report, suspicions of child abuse. So it would be social workers, and it's not just at the department, but, your designated child protection organizations, teachers, nurses, doctors, those types of professionals are obliged to, take reports of child abuse. But the public can also call our toll-free number at 0800-220-250, or we've also got an SMS line, so they can just SMS help to 31022. And when they SMS that number, they'll get a call back.
Sure.
And yeah.
Esther, are you able to confirm for us if any of the children were Muslim?
If they were missing?
Muslim.
Unfortunately, I can't confirm that.
Okay. And, we do understand that this particular orphanage was investigated previously, and these allegations were raised in the past. So how come the orphanage was still allowed to operate?
Look, I don't have the exact details of the previous investigations. I mean, investigations are tricky. It's always on a balance of evidence, what can be proved and so on. But the case this time, it's quite strong. But these allegations, like I said previously, it's got to be tested in court now.
One final question. We have about 20 seconds to go. How often, are cases like this brought to the attention of the department here in the Western Cape?
In the Western Cape, we do have high relatively high rates of child abuse, and it wouldn't just be on the at child and youth care centers, just in general.
Okay.
Which is why we've asked, you know, just everybody, the public, organizations, if you hear of anything, please report it to us so that we can investigate.
All right. Well, Esther Lewis, thanks so much for your time. We do appreciate it this morning.
Thank you.
Pleasure. And that was Esther Lewis, Head of Communication at the Department of Social Development.